Hello. Today I had the pleasure of recording with Brandon Jamerson. He is an amazing educator who actually graduated from the university that I graduated from, Illinois State University. He obtained a degree in middle-level education, and he recently started his master's program through Illinois State University, which I also connected with because I just applied and finished my application today, so I was excited to share that with him. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and thank you again for listening in on my hashtag New Teacher Journey podcast and being loyal to this podcast throughout the year. I really appreciate the fact that you guys listen in and that you tune in, and I hope you are all safe and healthy. So to start off with, please tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, my name is Brandon Jamerson. I am a sixth grade math teacher at Lincoln K, which is in Peoria, Illinois. It's part of Peoria Public Schools District 150. I am an Illinois State graduate of 2017 from the Middle Level Education Program and currently a grad student at Illinois State University getting my master's in teaching and learning with an emphasis in technology.
Yeah, that's awesome. I just finished my grad school application today, so I'm doing the same thing. So in education, we all have good and bad days. Please reflect on some good days you have had in education.
I would say my good days are when I've made a really good connection with a student or had a really powerful and engaging lesson. For example, one day I transformed my classroom into a restaurant, and the kids really were engaged, and they really had fun, and they really saw how math was used outside the four walls of the classroom.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's something that I'm trying to do, because I know that I follow Ray Hewart, and she's big on the themed internships and incorporating the community into the classroom. So I've always wanted to try it, but I haven't got the opportunity yet. So I'm trying to plan a unit next year to try out.
Oh, good. That sounds exciting.
So likewise, what are some things you've experienced that were difficult at the time, but looking back now, you learned a lot from them?
I would say just my first year of teaching was very difficult. It was the first time I'd been exposed to urban education. It was also the first time, like, I was teaching a whole new set of standards I had to learn. I had to learn a whole new curriculum, which I've never been exposed to. And so it really was tough trying to manage what I was going to teach, how I was going to teach it, and having students in my classroom who were exposed to some kind of trauma in their life really made it difficult at the time. But once I realized that building relationships with students was key, I learned that I could do anything with the kids and they would go with it.
Yeah, I think that's so powerful, because I know that I taught fourth grade last year, but I'm teaching sixth grade now, and it feels like my first year all over again, even though I am technically in my second year, but it does feel different because I'm learning a new set of standards. The curriculum changed, and I also teach amazing kids, but it is hard to adjust to the demographic and just how the students react in the classroom. So I've been working on that, and it's been great because I have found that building relationships is really important, because when I build those relationships, those kids see you as more than just a teacher, but they're able to actually bond and understand you as a person. And I think that's so important.
Agree. I think that just relationships, I tell anyone who wants to have a way to manage a classroom is build relationships. You can try every classroom management style in the book and do anything that is from like a researched or a published book. But if you don't have relationships, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, I think that's really something that needs to be more emphasized, because I think I'm also trying to figure out what works, and there's things that work well for me, and then there's other classroom management techniques that I've tried that aren't working as well. But then when I go back to thinking about what's working, I feel like the students who I have that relationship with, they're able to focus in class and they're able to respond well because they care about you as a person. So I think if you show them that you care, then it opens up that whole learning opportunity for the kids because they see that you're invested in them.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So what is one piece of advice you would like to give any new teachers?
I would say, as we've been talking about it in the last question, is get to know your kids. Every lesson doesn't have to be on a content or curriculum. Get to know your kids. Find their interests. Use those in your lessons. Get to know them outside your classroom. I teach in a middle school, so a lot of my students are on various extracurricular activities. And I go to basketball games, softball games, soccer games, because that's when you see them shine the most, is when they're doing something they love to do. And if you're there to support them, then they'll truly know you care about them.
Yeah, and I feel like when I do those events like math nights or something that we're after school with the kids, and you see those students, you see them in a whole different light also, because they're with their friends or with their families, and it definitely helps create that bond, and it also makes them more excited to see you the next day, because they're like, oh yeah, we were, you know, at that math night and I saw you, and you can connect on those levels as well. So it's definitely important to go to those events and show your students that you're more than just their teacher, but you actually care about what they're doing beyond the classroom.
Agreed. And one thing I did this year that was a first for me was as a grade level team, we did home visits, which was very powerful because you got to see the student in their realm after they leave school and before they come to school. So it was really powerful just to see, to show up, and it was just with students who needed more, who just needed more attention, and we got to know their families, which was even better.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. So how can people get in contact with you?
You can email me at my email, which is Brandon. Mr. Jamerson at gmail.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter using Brandon Jamerson, Jamirson.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for being on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.